So yesterday on Holy Thursday, we entered into these sacred holy days, these 3 days, where we enter into the mystery of our redemption. And that word mystery we looked at last night, being those things that are revealed to us, and before they are revealed, they are inconceivable, unimaginable. And then once they are revealed, they are instilled in some way incomprehensible. We're unable to grasp the fullness of it. So last night we had the mystery of the Eucharist, the mystery of the priesthood. And today we come to the mystery of the cross. How this instrument of torture, this instrument of death, somehow is now the key to life, the tree of life. The life that was lost originally in the garden because of the fruit of the tree is now once again the garden, the wood, the fruit of that tree is restoring us to life. How is it that the cross can now stand as a tree of life? At the end of the scriptures, in the book of Revelations, we read that Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." Somehow, through this mystery of the cross, Jesus is making all things new. The first reading we had today from the prophet Isaiah, it's known as one of the suffering servant songs. There are 4 of them. We had them throughout the week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the first 3. And today we have the 4th one. This prophecy from about 600 years before Christ, giving us the image of this suffering servant, this man who would take on the sins of all for their salvation, for the salvation of the many. The salvation of the many extending beyond the mere chosen people of Israel, but to the end of the nations. This great mystery of how this suffering servant who, it says, gave up his life would be able to see his descendants. Without the mystery of the incarnation, the mystery of the resurrection, these words make no sense. The Lord delivered these words to the chosen people in preparation 600 years before this day we celebrate today. It says the will of the Lord is accomplished through this suffering servant. And this is why we venerate the cross, especially today, when the sanctuary is bare, the tabernacle is empty. In just a few moments, the cross will be brought into us as we have an opportunity to come and adore the new tree of life. As Christ invites us to enter into the mystery of the cross, that in our own way we climb the hill of Calvary. It's through our baptism that we enter into the death of Christ. So we climb the hill of Calvary. And in a way, we too mount the cross as we enter into this mystery. So the will of the Lord is accomplished through us. Who has not tasted suffering? The mystery of the cross gives meaning to our sufferings. In just a few moments, as you come forward to venerate the cross, bring him your sufferings, bring him your joys, bring him your everything. Allow this great mystery to transform your life. Allow this great mystery to redeem your life. We're in the heart of the greatest mysteries of our faith. Today we have an opportunity to venerate the tree of life. Let us lay down our life at the foot of the cross, trusting in those words from Revelation, trusting that, behold, he's making all things new. Amen.